The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm the announcer, Todd Wilkerson, and I'm taking a bubble bath right now.
Yeah, it's such a treat luxuriating in this warm water with scented candles and my favorite Rachmaninoff. Oh, no, sorry, it's Popoff.
Anyway, that's the beauty of radio. No one can see you.
In your nakedness.
Well, I'd like to get back to my fashion magazine, so let me introduce your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I really appreciate that. Ooh, thanks. Whoops. Thank you, Todd. Thanks, Todd.
You hear, the bubbles there in the bath?
Alvin, thanks for being here.
Okay.
And listen, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Todd acts like it's all about him.
He does.
You know? You're supposed to be an announcer, Todd. It's not about you and your bubble bath.
Todd Wilkerson show.
Well, listen, we have a very exciting show today, folks. First of all, in a couple of minutes, Brian Kilmeade, some of you know him from Fox and Friends. He had a harrowing incident last week on the subway. We're living in increasingly uncivil times where people are being nasty in public and chasing people and hounding people. And it's really this mob mentality.
Being encouraged to do so.
Being encouraged to do so by national figures
in
the Democratic Party. Well, if ever you needed a reason to vote Republican, the idea that leading figures in the Democratic Party, Hirohino, a senator, if you can imagine, Hillary Clinton, Maxine Waters, they have all called for people to be uncivil. Now, just think about that. These are leaders. They're supposed to be the ones leading and telling people to be calm and civil. And so Brian Kilmeade was on the receiving end of some incivility. So remember, he's a host of Fox and Friends. So when we come back from the break after this segment, we're going to interview him about that. So we're going to have Brian Kilmeade in a couple of minutes. In hour two today, we have Sebastian Gorka. Now, I love Sebastian Gorka. He's like a heroic figure. We've had him on this program many times, but we have not had him in person. So it's going to be very, very exciting to have him in person in the studio. He's doing, a big push for his brand new book, Why We Fight. He really is a very inspiring figure. And so I'm going to be excited to greet him right here in the studio.
And he's a big figure, too.
He's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On TV, he looks normal size.
No,
everybody on TV looks the same size.
Teeny tiny. But
everybody on TV looks the same size. No joke. I remember I was at the 1980 Democratic Convention back when I was a Democrat. And I went to the convention. It was in New York City. And I remember I was sitting up and I remember it was the last day of the convention. This is 1980 Democratic Convention. So Jimmy Carter, of course, was the nominee. But Ted Kennedy had tried to wrest the nomination from him, which is an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And the two of them appeared on the stage. It was like, the kumbaya moment at the end. And I will never forget looking and seeing Ted Kennedy was giant and Jimmy Carter was really small.
Like a peanut.
And Jimmy Carter's probably about – I met him. He's about my size, right? But Ted Kennedy's a huge figure. And it was so weird because on TV, everybody looks the same size. And so for the first time in my life, I realized it's deceptive because just because you're seated on a TV screen, and you look the same size as the other guy, when in person – Ted Kennedy was huge and Jimmy Carter was, about 5'7", 5'8".
Would they call him the dandelion of the Senate?
No. So we have Sebastian Gorka, who's physically huge, coming on the show. Tomorrow, we have Tucker Carlson on. He also has a book. It's called Ship of Fools. I love Tucker Carlson. He's really, really bright. We're going to be talking to him tomorrow. And then very soon, at the end of this week or next week, we have Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. He is – you want to talk about a larger-than-life character.
Yeah, he's something else.
He – seriously, folks, he is an amazing – I've interviewed him on stage. I guess it was a number of months ago, but in front of like 600 people.
Mm-hmm.
It was like wrestling two bears on the stage to try to talk to him. It was absolutely incredible. He is a larger than life figure. He's a force of nature, a genius entrepreneur. And by the way, MyPillow, they are going to be partnering with me to produce a Donald Drains the Swamp pillow. You know, I have a children's book coming out called Donald Drains the Swamp, a humor book for adults, but looks like a children's book. And we are producing a MyPillow with the image of Donald, where it says, "I'm your caveman," because at the end of the book, they say, "Well, you want to be the president?" And he goes, "Well, if you're looking for a president, not a king, I'm your caveman." So we are creating a pillow with that. We've got another pillow that says, "He's my caveman." But Mike Lindell is signed up for that to do that. So that's going to be appearing soon. So I'm excited about that. We got Mike Lindell. We're going to have Diamond and Silk on.
I know.
I mean, I can't even believe that I'm going to get to talk to these women. They are so entertaining. Mm-hmm. It is incredible. So we got a lot of crazy, exciting stuff because we have this election coming up. Yeah. So we're getting political here. But all this stuff is exciting. Tonight in New York City, we have a Socrates in the City event. I don't know if we have any room, but if you are in New York City or you know somebody who's in New York City and you go to the website, you can find out the location and you can probably show up and get in. But I have to tell you, it's incredible. I'm interviewing Mark Helprin, the fiction writer who I can't think of anybody in the contemporary world who's a better fiction writer than he is. I have really idolized him since I was in college, just a genius. And I'm interviewing him tonight at Socrates in the City, but it's going to be on Facebook Live. So if you really want to see it, you can go to Facebook Live. You can look up Socrates in the City. It'll either be on the Socrates page or on the Eric Metaxas page. I don't know, but it's going to be live. And by the way, we'll record it. And so even after tonight, you know, I can send you to the URL or I'll put it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. So a lot of stuff going on. Now, Albin, I don't want to forget to mention we are doing a fundraiser for ADF. Some people know that Alliance Defending Freedom, they basically are not basically, they are genuinely leading the pack in terms of defending religious liberty in this country. So if you get sued by somebody or you get attacked or you're losing your job. We've had a lot of those folks on this program. Very hard to believe that in America, the forces against religious liberty, who are the forces of the hard left, they don't understand American religious liberty. And so they're attacking people with biblical values as though you're some kind of a bigot. So you need somebody to represent you, and it's very expensive. Alliance Defending Freedom does it for free. This is very important. And so I want to say that they need our help. So I want people to go to my website, which is MetaxasTalk.com. You go to the website. That's the radio website. My website is EricMetaxas.com. But if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you can see the banner to give, and all of your money will be doubled. There's a very generous matching gift. I'm glad it's still working this week. If you want to give, your money will be doubled. Now, first of all, I want to thank all of you who have already stepped up to join me in supporting the Alliance Defending Freedom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But, you know, if you ever wonder why I'm strongly urging you to help, it's because of real people that I have actually gotten to know. Right now, Kelvin Cochran, he was on this program a couple of weeks ago. He was the fire chief over all of Atlanta. This is an African-American man who is a hero. This guy lost his job as the fire chief over all of Atlanta, city of Atlanta, because he wrote a men's Bible study in his off-duty hours, and he gave a biblical definition of sexuality, and for that he was fired. Now, we have a clip from him. Here's the clip.
I would gladly lay down my life in service to save another life because that's what firefighters do. The one thing we should not have to sacrifice is our God-given freedoms, the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. These freedoms, for which so many in our nation have sacrificed, suffered, and died, we shouldn't be forced to surrender.
I mean, I just can't believe that he was fired. It's so sick. That's why I want to say to you folks, we have to fight. You have to fight. You have to fight with your dollars. You have to fight when you go to the polls. You have to go to the polls. You have to vote. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give what you can. Here's a phone number in case you want to call. You can do it right now. Please do it. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. Your money will be doubled if you give today.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alvin, wake up. Wake up, Alvin. You know, I told you, my pillow, it's so successful at getting people to sleep that even by bringing it into the studio, you fell asleep. I'm telling you, get it out of the studio.
Okay, this is
not a place to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep at home. Folks, this is what's happening with my pillow. It's so successful at getting people to sleep that I think it's dangerous. Anyway, the point is, if you want to go to sleep, Mike Lindell, the inventor of this dangerous, powerful thing called My Pillow, has a special offer for you, Eric Metaxas Show listeners. He's now offering you a buy one, get one free. Right now, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, it would be the perfect time. Call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or you go to mypillow.com and use the code Eric or Eric Metaxas. But remember, these are powerful. You need to respect them, okay? MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric or Metaxas. Check it out.
G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Hey there, folks. A little cheap trick for you. All the young people just clamoring for Cheap Trick. And so we play that. We want to get that demographic. Speaking of which, folks, if you watch Fox and Friends, you know that every morning it's the same thing. They have a pretty blonde girl, okay? Now, we're friends with her. We like Ainsley. And there's two guys. One of them is kind of ugly. One of them is handsome. We have one of them on the line right now, Brian Kilmeade. Welcome to this program.
Hey, Eric, what's going on?
I don't know. I'm just introducing you. That's my job. How you doing? You've got a book out in paperback. Which book is out?
Well, I mean, we have Andrew Jackson, Miracle of New Orleans, and that's out. So it's coming out in a week. But, you know, the world's not slowing down. As you know, you watch the show, what you're doing every day between Kavanaugh. Remember when Manafort was the number one story in the country? Do you remember when Michael Cohen was the number one story?
Never heard
number
of him.
Number one Stormy Daniels. That was like 2 years ago, right?
It's bizarre. I don't know where it goes from here. Speaking of stories, you know, you're usually the person talking about stories, and you don't become the story. But the other day, because I'm a New Yorker who rides the subway almost every day, I had to ask you about this. You had something happen to you very recently. Some people know about it. Maybe some people don't. Tell us what happened to you, because you're a very well-known face. You're on TV. You're on Fox News every morning. What happened to you?
Well, I mean, very simple. I do the same thing every day. I don't know when I leave. Sometimes you're doing the five like Friday. Sometimes you do fill in for Tucker like next week. And sometimes you do outnumbered and leave right after. So I have no way of knowing when I'm leaving. So if in New York, if anyone's familiar with New York, you have to use public transportation if you want to get anywhere on time. So for 20 years, I go subway train. And I was spotted by two people hostile to Fox. And these guys rolled their iPhones. I guess they have a website. And all they did is just yell out negative things about me, Fox, Trump mostly. And you have to sit there and you go to yourself, what's the best way to handle this?
Right.
They're not threatening me. I don't feel physically threatened. I can't reach one of them. The other one was within reach, but I figured I don't want to give them a viral moment. I'm not going to give them an interview. So I just ignored them. And I actually commuted. My daughter had a game at 4:15. I had to get on a 3 o'clock train. So I literally just hopped on the subway. They followed me. They tried to radicalize the whole subway, because you know New York all hates Trump, and they tried to get people to go after me. A few people yelled. I got out, went to Penn Station at 10 minutes. I got a couple of calls. I got a smoothie, and all you see on this tape is guys just yelling, "Here's Brian Kilmeade. He's crushing the country, and Donald Trump is ruling the country, and that's because of him."
You know you must not realize, Brian. But the media has made it very clear, Trump is Hitler 2.0. And if you don't come out against him, you're part of the problem. You realize now what's going on, right? It's very simple.
Yeah,
if you don't agree with that, you're in big trouble. Listen, I had a thing on the subway the day of the election, 2016, November, okay? A bunch of thugs got on my subway car, and they screamed out in a very intimidating way. You could tell what they're looking for trouble. They say, "Hey, did anybody here vote for Trump?" Because this is like the polls weren't even closed yet. And being a cranky, angry, middle-aged man, I was the only one on the subway car. I looked at these guys who are like, 21 years old, and I think, I will kill you. Like, if you dare, to say that we don't have freedom to vote in this country. I got my back up, I'm from Queens, right? So I said, I voted for Trump, and all hell broke loose. These guys went nuts. And when I got off the train finally, this gigantic guy next to me said, "Hey, I just want you to know if anything went down, I was going to jump in." And there was another guy older than me who started screaming at these kids. So you don't realize that there are people just sitting there that they don't think this way, So New York is filled with every type. I'm sorry, very sorry you had to go through that. But
I think it's just fascinating because they were forced to pull it down. Most of, I'm not saying the most popular guy in the world, but almost every hit they got was negative because people see I was not threatening them. I did not give them a moment. I didn't defend Donald Trump or Fox. I didn't think it was necessary. It was a bar fight. It would have been a bar fight. But I'm walking the streets with 1,000 people, and there's just these guys just yelling anti-Trump stuff.
Yeah.
And when they posted it the next day, most of everything was negative. And in fact, if you read right now, they were forced to take it down.
Well,
and
look,
his Twitter account went private.
Well, thanks to people like Maxine Waters, people are being emboldened in a way that is tremendously destructive to the fabric of the whole country. We all know this hurts everybody. Mobs hurt everybody. Oh, yeah. When you have this, when you're going to go start going after people, it hurts everybody. And Hirohino said something the other day, and I thought people should, you know, everybody who sees Hirohino should go up to her and confront her on whether she likes being confronted, because she's put that. It's a terrible thing in our country. So I just want to thank you for keeping it civil. I mean, I know you're a Long Island guy. Your instincts were not to keep it civil, but you kept it civil.
Yeah, and it's very strange, because it wasn't posted till Friday. I was off Monday. And I basically tracked the whole story through social media. And I didn't, you know, I did speak to the Hollywood Reporter today. But besides that, I didn't even bring it up on the air, but right. I guess the Five put it up on the air.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious where it's going. Bottom line is, I just thought we could say, you know, you go out, you compete, you try to win elections, you don't compete, you're the minority, do the best you can. But now, after Steve Scalise gets almost killed, almost bleeds out at second base, from a Bernie Sanders supporter, when you have everything happening to all these other people, like physically being threatened, you would think at one point that people see, look over the cliff and say, I'm going to back up. I don't think this is going into a place that it should go.
Well,
meanwhile, Trump is actually so effective as a president. He's anything but all talk. He is actually all action.
I got to say, I you may not know this, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be with you on Fox and Friends to talk about my book, Donald Drains the Swamp. But I think to myself, we need a happy narrative, a fun narrative in America right now. And just you being on the subway, being attacked like this, you become a hero, because people are just fatigued with the sourness and the anger. It's not warranted, but, you know, we're living in weird times. Now, I want to get to what you're doing. You have this thing. First of all, your book, Andrew Jackson, Miracle of New Orleans, is coming out in paperback next week. But you're doing a tour that's starting very soon called America Great from the Start. What is that?
Well, what I'm trying to do is, I know, sorry about the New York City jackhammer. But I always thought that it was an easy answer to this question. Is America an exceptional nation? And President Obama wrestled with it. And that's what prompted me to go after George Washington's Secret Six's spy ring. And then I just talked about Thomas Jefferson taking on the war on terror on the Tripoli Pirates. And then with Andrew Jackson stopped the British in an unfathomable victory in 45 minutes and did what Napoleon couldn't. And that is, you know, defeat Wellington's Invincibles. And this 41-year-old orphan at 13, I thought it was a good story. And, you know, for 14 weeks, he was on the bestseller list, and that was great. But I was also a little taken aback by the amount of people that thought they could judge Andrew Jackson and say, you know, I wouldn't have done this. American Indians and his choice of having slaves. And again, I found myself knee-deep in the war on history.
Now, when
and
did
the
you...
War on his...
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and the war on history, yeah, lastly, just... So I just, in the afterwards, I just took myself out of it. I took put FDR, Teddy Roosevelt, Truman, Reagan, and Lincoln. Forget about what Brian Kilmeade thinks. This is what they thought of Jackson.
Right.
This is what they thought of Jackson's impact. And even though they knew Jackson wasn't perfect, they thought he was a person that needed to be studied in terms of leadership, especially when America was in crisis. So who are we in 2018 to start saying we got to stop writing about it? That makes no sense to me.
What did you study when you were in school? Were you a history major? What was your focus?
I was communications with a minor in political science with a passion for history. I never have stopped picking up books like you. You got to get the big picture. And I know America is not perfect, but the thing about our country is we try to be. And we're always trying to get better and we're a worse critic and people think we're coming apart. And that's what I try to get across. I mean, you try to tell stories that are true. And that's why Doug Brinkley's on the back of it and John Meacham's on the back of it and Jay Winnick. I want to make people sure people are accurate, but the books I wanted to read are the ones that moved and got to the point.
Brian, hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. We're going to go to break. Folks, we're going to come back with another short segment with Brian Kilmeade. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
As a rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Hey, folks, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to be talking to my friend Keith Getty. You probably know who Keith Getty is. Right now, I'm talking to Brian Kilmeade. Brian, this tour is going all over America. I want to make sure that people understand that they can come and see you and hear you. Is there a website for the tour, America Great from the Start?
Yeah, BrianKilmeade.com. It's going to be three straight days. I'm going to be in Tampa, then I'm going to Virginia Beach, and then I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee. And if people want to get tickets, you'll get a book, and you'll get a chance to hear these stories and then ask the questions and start asking things like what you were just asking about. What's it like being followed through New York City? What's it like knowing Donald Trump 10 years before he became president, having to call in every single week, having a chance to, you know, we were the only network that even questioned President Obama. So there's a lot of questions that I get at book signings and you get them, Eric, and there is no time. People want to get their book signed.
Right.
So I always feel bad cutting people off. So I say, what if I created an event to actually talk to people at the end while presenting, you know, a slice of history?
Well, you're going all over the place. Then you're going to St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
You're going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Holy cow. You're going to New Orleans. You're going to Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's the heart of Dutch Reformed country. Those are very mean people. You watch yourself.
Well, we also have our radio affiliates there.
Oh, all right. Then you have to go. Now, I got a lot of friends in Grand Rapids. I like to tease them. The Dutch, they're vicious people. Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're going to Malden, Massachusetts? I love it. Malden, Massachusetts.
With Howie Carr.
Yes.
We do an event with Howie Carr.
That's terrific. Then you're going to Lakewood, Colorado, Raleigh, North Carolina, and my favorite place, New Canaan, Connecticut. I lived in New Canaan for 12 years. They've got a great bookstore in New Canaan, Connecticut. And of course, you know, you can get home to your family because that's so close to your home, but that's obviously not to listen. Yeah. So if people want to know this, they can go to your website, Brian Kilmeade. Gold.com, and all the tour dates and things are there. Now, are you working? Are you thinking about your next book, Brian?
Yeah, I'm already working on it. I take 2 years. But Sam Houston, Avenging the Alamo.
Sam Houston.
Down, and
oh, man.
In the beginning, I thought to myself, very regional. But when you go and you understand the story, it's everything to do about America. It's not just Texas.
Isn't it amazing? Because I feel like the spirit of America, the Alamo, it's right in that story. And there's so many of these stories. And I have said many times, I really didn't learn this stuff growing up. I mean, I went to decent public schools, but somehow this idea, this anti-American idea crept into the culture, crept into the media. And so all the stuff that you would have gotten in the 50s and the early 60s, you know, Disney, Johnny Tremaine, all this like pro-American stuff, it kind of went out of the culture. And I find it interesting that there's a renaissance of pro-Americanism in the best sense. We're not talking about chest-beating jingoism, but it's just wonderful that so many people are getting excited by these stories. And the story of Sam Houston. Now, what was it that got you that said, this is my next one? Are you just going chronologically? You figured after Andrew Jackson,
I want to avoid the Civil War. I feel like it's too old. It's done, and I don't think I could do it. It's very hard for me to bring something new to it. But I thought if I could get people outside Texas to understand why Texas mattered and what Sam Houston did. And Sam Houston, here he is fighting with Andrew Jackson in the Creek War and gets wounded twice in front of Jackson. Jackson takes him in, mentors him, and next thing you know, he is fighting for Texas's freedom and ultimately setting up a situation where we annex Texas. So I thought, what a great way to end Jackson by picking up with Houston.
It is amazing. And I really do feel like part of being an American means you have to understand American history. You can't really understand what it is to be an American and to love America unless you know these stories, and these stories are not being told in a heroic way in the mainstream media the way they would have been in previous decades. Something, as I said, crept into the culture. So now, you know, it's up to you and folks like Bill O'Reilly to tell history so that your average American can appreciate it anew. So I just have to say, I take my hat off to you. I'm thrilled that you're doing it.
Well, thanks. I think the other thing is, Eric, you touched on it, is that people are overreacting to now because they don't understand then. When you see a country that didn't want to be a country, wanted to be 13 separate states,
right,
didn't wasn't really going to unify, there were sections and portions of the country realized we were stronger together. Sorry to bar that, Hillary. And then as we expanded, the world looked at it as a big threat, so they wanted to cut our knees out. How do you fight against the world when you can't get an economy, you can't get your own states together, you can't speak in one voice? We found the way. And when people panic, as we have this unbelievable economy, this unbelievable military, this great educational system that needs to improve, and people are panicking now, saying we'll never be the same, you realize what we've been through and how much better we are than everybody else on our worst day? And that's my hope. I don't want to sit there and say America's always right, but I would say that America always tries to be right. And meanwhile, we're still fighting outside our borders for other people's rights. So I think this is tremendous, and we're losing sight of how special this country is.
You are singing my song, and I find it hilarious and ironic that you're a New Yorker, I'm a New Yorker, Trump is a New Yorker, that you have three New Yorkers singing the praises of America. We are clearly swimming against the cultural tide here. And listen, you go very, very deep. Most people who watch Fox and Friends, they just assume that you're just an empty suit like Steve Doocy. And I realize you're not. Brian, I love Steve. Are you kidding? Thank you for being on the program. We're out of time, but it's just a joy to speak with you, and I'll see you as soon as possible. God bless you, Brian.
Yeah, with your book on television.
I'll be there. Don't worry. Bye-bye. Hey, Albin, isn't it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time. But let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like
this. That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people. I've had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day. But I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey there. It's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. It's the easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. Our fundamental freedoms are under attack. But the good news is Alliance Defending Freedom is on the front lines providing free legal services. They're arguing some of the most critical cases in our courts today and protecting your freedom and the freedom of your children and grandchildren, but they can't do it without your help. Go to MetaxasTalk.com right now, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Your gift of $100 would help ADF defend your freedom and provide the necessary resources to fight these pivotal court battles. And thanks to a matching grant, your gift is doubled when you give now. Click the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com, or you can call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Hey there, folks. That, of course, is the great Keith Getty. He's my friend, and he's on the line right now. Keith Getty, my musician friend, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
How did you change your voice to sing that song? What do you do?
Well, I just raising four daughters ages you, you know. I think that's what happens.
Listen, Mr. Keith Getty, most people know of you and your lovely wife, Kristen Getty, as hymn writers, modern hymn writers. You've written many, many songs that we're familiar with. The most famous is probably In Christ Alone. But you are now touring,
And you've got a special thing coming up in a couple of months, this Christmas. So please tell us about it, because every year I get excited. You come to New York, you do stuff, but you go all around the country. Where are you right now?
Well, I'm actually calling you from the Rocky Mountains. We're here in Denver. So we've been listening to John Denver on the bus this morning. I was dancing with my girls at the Monarchy R to
I love it.
To grandma's feather bed. And thank God I'm a country boy. And Rocky Mountain High and all those songs. And we just are enjoying ourselves here. We're doing an event tonight, actually. So we're having fun and getting a bunch of leaders. And that's our hidden tour. So we're doing that. Then we take November off. Then, as you say, we're heading our fifth anniversary of our Carnegie Christmas. Can you believe it?
Actually, I cannot believe it. I'm not kidding. That is amazing.
We did Carnegie Hall. Year, and afterwards at the party down at Wilman Brasserie, you came to me and said it was so bad it would never work again.
I know. I tried to tell you, people, New Yorkers are not into this junk. And you did not believe me. You persevered. You really don't listen to criticism. You go ahead, and somehow God has honored this, which is amazing. It makes no sense. It's not even biblical.
Yeah. Well, Alistair Begg actually said, you know, he said, the Lord's been speaking through donkeys for a long time. You're just the latest.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, Alistair Begg is a nasty man. He's a nasty drunk. And I'm glad he doesn't drink. I'm glad he doesn't drink. I'm glad he doesn't drink because he's a nasty drunk.
He's a wonderful guy.
Alistair Begg.
I was my pastor for many years. Were you there the year Alistair guested at the Carnegie Show?
No, that year I missed. But I got to tell you something. I met you and Kristen at Alistair Begg's church, I believe. I think I wasn't that in Cleveland? Or maybe I'm.
That's right.
I thought that's where I initially met you. And Alistair Begg, I know him. Anytime anybody speaks with a foreign accent, such as you or perhaps Alistair Begg, it gets into my head, and I start feeling like I need to speak that way. And Alistair Begg, you know that he was on the radio for many years, and before I ever had the privilege of meeting Alistair Begg, I would hear him on the radio, and I thought, who is that man with that keening voice, that Scottish, keening Scottish voice? I remember him once saying, he says, I hear about Christians who complain that they're too heavenly-minded to be any earthly good. But that's not what I see at all. I see Christians who are too earthly-minded to be any heavenly good. And I thought, you know what? He's making a good point.
No, I know. He's like a cross between John Calvin and Shrek.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, just because you're a friend of mine doesn't mean that you're not a big, famous person now. And so I want to ask you that you're doing this tour. If people want to find out whether you are in their town in the month of October, for example, where would they go, sir?
Oh, gettymusic.com. Gettymusic.com. It's up there. It's actually called Sing this year. As you know, we started the Sing Conference last year to honor 500 years of our mutual hero, Martin Luther, who 500 years ago started this Reformation. And we were so concerned that 99% of the conversation was about the Reformation through the preaching of the word, but not the singing of the word. And indeed, the Reformation of the liturgy was so much his whole idea that we said, okay, we're happy for all these people to talk about Luther and preaching and ecclesiology and politics and all these various areas that everybody in the world wants to argue with Luther. I said, actually, nobody's talking about singing and liturgy. So we started this conference called Sing, and so we had our second year this year, which was wonderful. And we're now calling the tour kind of a little mini Sing events. And then we swing back around. So we're playing in lots of cities. We're going to be we're doing a concert only at Times Square Church in New York, I think, next weekend. So if you're free afterwards, it could be good to see you.
At Times Square Church?
We're a whole bunch of,
how did I miss that? That's terrific.
Yeah, we're playing a whole bunch of cities around the country, and we're looking forward to that. And it's gettingmusic.com. It's up there. And then we're also advertising Sing next year, year three. So there'll be 13,000 people coming to Nashville for Sing next year. So it's at the Opryland, with concerts at the Grand Ole Opry, then a final night concert mutual friend Johnny Tada and John Piper at the Bridgeton Arena, where we're going to have 16,000 people singing in the round and celebrating Christ's resurrection on the Tuesday night. So that's also something we're very excited about. And our mutual friend John Lennox, speaking of foreign accents that disguise somebody that isn't really that clever, John Lennox is going to be there as well, you'd be pleased to know.
Are you kidding? So, wait a minute.
Yes.
John Lennox is going to be where? Say this again.
At the Sing Conference next year, 19 to 21 of August in Nashville, Tennessee.
Next August in Nashville, John Lennox is going to be there. And why is he going to be in Nashville? I don't picture John Lennox in it. Now, many people listening don't know who John Lennox is, so we're going to have to be very clear. John Lennox is not a musician. John Lennox is a mathematics don, a professor at Oxford University, and he is one of the premier Christian apologists of our time, just one of the greats. And he's also the uncle of your wife.
That's right, and our matchmaker. He put us together.
And he's the one that introduced you. I mean, to have been introduced to one's spouse by the great John Lennox, that puts a lot of pressure on you not to screw it up, doesn't it?
I know. Well, every time you ask me a question, I kind of feel like you're the biggest chump on earth. Do you know what I mean? But you just try to give the answer real quickly and smile and move on. You know,
it really is. It's unbelievable. Now, Keith, do you have enough time for another segment? Can I keep you over?
No, whatever you want.
I'll keep you over
whatever
the break. All right. Well, folks, I'm talking to Keith Getty. This is exciting. I hope that you, if you're familiar with Keith or you aren't, you'll go to their website. And please, of course, don't forget that we have a website. MetaxasTalk.com is our website. We'll be right back with Keith Getty.
Fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to.
Well, I'm here, and I really want to hear from you. Why are you feeling so low?
Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Well, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Now, what is it that's got you feeling low?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. If you follow my work, you know that one of the biggest outrages I reported on was the trial of abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
I helped expose the crimes the mainstream media tried to cover up.
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect abortion clinics.
When the producers of the Gosnell movie came to me for help, I jumped at the chance. I personally donated to make sure this film got made. The Gosnell movie opens October 12th. It's amazing.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this powerful story of good versus evil to the big screen.
Nothing that man did that protects women or children, and you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can and should bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family. You do not want to pass up this unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Keith Getty. That is his lovely voice in that song. Although I have to say, Keith, you sound very effeminate there. It's not that it's not beautiful, but it just doesn't sound like a man's voice at all.
No, I was self-identifying as a falsetto.
Is that true? Well, listen, we are whoever we want to be. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be a tall Nordic man. And who is to say that in this country, if you work hard enough, you can't be what you want to be? And so I just want to say that that's how I feel, and that's who I am. And for anybody to tell me that I'm not 6'4", I just got to say I'm not going to accept that. You're not going to tell me who I am. I'm going to tell you who I am. Now, listen, Mr. Keith Getty, if people want to find you online, tell us the website again.
Sorry, gettymusic.com. We're doing the Sing Tour. We're doing the Sing Tour at the minute, and then the Sing Conference next August, which we're hoping Eric Mataix is going to come to, the 19th to 21st of August next year.
What will you
And then our Christmas tour. Yeah. Our Christmas tour launches after Thanksgiving this year with our fifth anniversary Carnegie Hall show on the 13th of December, and then at the Kennedy Center on the 15th of December, and actually also in the big hall in Orange County. Gosh, I just forgot the name of it, with Johnny Tata on the 3rd
in Orange County,
December.
California.
Yeah. The posh concert hall. I forget what it's called. Man,
I have no idea. Who cares? No, seriously,
all we know is it's not Carnegie Hall. So
it's
cares?
Not Carnegie Hall. Well, you know the old joke, right? How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Yeah. You know, it's been a fun event to do over the years, and to actually bring together the Christmas show. You know, we sing the great carols of the faith. There's a big survey done last year to say one of the 40 most popular Christmas songs in America today is about Christ. And it was this whole idea that Christmas carols are a thing of the past. So we bring people. I mean,
but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a type of Christ.
Yeah.
He leads the way with his nose so bright to the Christ child. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Well, his messianic characteristics are questionable. But it's a big chance to sing carols, but also to get to see some of the world's great musicians. And we've also got a surprise guest coming. Well, we're actually going to say we're surprised. It's going to be announced in 2 weeks. We're waiting just to confirm a speaker who we're going to have. It's going to be really, really fun.
And that's in August you're talking about?
No, it's for Carnegie Hall.
You're talking about soon, this December.
Yeah.
What is the date in December in New York City?
13th of December, New York City, Carnegie Hall. Come to Carnegie Hall for the one Christian event that's happening in their Christmas season this year. It'd be fantastic.
I would put on a big Christian event if I could, but I just don't have the time. It's really something that there is a lot of wonderful Christian stuff that goes on in New York City. So I always encourage people, come to New York, walk around, pray for the city. There's so much happening. Well, Keith,
the story of New York's a wonderful story, isn't it, Eric, and the growth of Christian faith in that city?
Yes, it's been.
You've had the privilege of living through the last 25 years.
Well, I know it's very, very true. You're quite right. Well, look, we're out of time, but I want to tell people again the website. Keith, tell us the website.
www.gettymusic.com.
Gettymusic.com. I hope people will check that out. Listen, give my love to your lovely wife, Kristen. And enjoy this time. This is wonderful. And I will see you at Carnegie Hall in just a moment, it seems. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks,
God bless you, my friend.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.